altruistic viewers, welcome to this week's Models of Success. Throughout history, great individuals around the world have made noble sacrifices for the benefit of humanity. Today, we are honoring one such person from the United States, civil rights leader and American author, Coretta Scott King. Wife of internationally respected Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Coretta Scott King's visions for the world perfectly aligned with those of her husband. Coretta Scott King was born in Marion, Alabama, and grew up in the southern part of the United States with her elder sister and younger brother. She was provided a loving home by her parents, Obadiah and Bernice McMurray Scott, who taught their children to always believe in the goodness in life and refrain from judging others. Later, during an interview in 2004 for the Academy of Achievement at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., Coretta expressed, "My parents taught me some wonderful values that have stayed with me, and I've built on them throughout my life. If it hadn't been for my parents, who I consider heroes, I wouldn't be the kind of person I am." As the first African American in the district to own a truck, Coretta's father demonstrated that hard work pays off. Meanwhile, her mother constantly encouraged her children to pursue education as the key to ensuring their future independence and success. Heeding their parental wisdom, Coretta dutifully trekked some 8 kilometers every morning to attend a one-room elementary school. The family saved all the money they could so that Coretta and her siblings could afford the tuition to Lincoln Normal High School, a semi-private school for African-American students. Because it was 14 kilometers from their home, Coretta had to stay with another family near the school until Mr. Scott was able to purchase a truck for Mrs. Scott to provide transportation for her children and their fellow schoolmates in the community. In a society that was in strife due to racial segregation, Coretta's family and friends were often threatened and taunted, but she was undeterred. Every day she went to school, and the class she always looked forward to the most was music, where she was able to foster her musical talent by learning to sing as well as play the trumpet and piano. Her natural talents earned her many solo parts in musical productions. At the age of 15, she was asked to serve as choir director at the community church. Coretta was a diligent student and graduated as the valedictorian of her class in 1945, earning a scholarship to Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio. At Antioch College, Coretta majored in music and education with the goal to become a music teacher. She had interned at camps, libraries, and nursery schools. Despite her rich work experience, however, she was told that she could only teach in all black schools. She decided to join the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, the Civil Liberties Committee, and the Race Relations Committee at Antioch College, each of which promoted the rights of all people, regardless of race. Coretta later recalls that these events marked the beginning of her journey to becoming a civil rights activist. Thereafter, Coretta made up her mind to change careers and put her whole heart into what made her happiest, singing. In 1948, she gave her first public concert in Springfield, Ohio, and her amazing voice deeply touched her audience. She was soon offered other opportunities to perform, including one with the famous African-American singer, Paul Robeson. He was greatly impressed with her natural musical abilities. Mrs. King once reflected, "When I first met him and he performed, you could just feel so much power when he walked on the stage, and his words were so meaningful. his very deep voice, both speaking and singing. Subsequently, Coretta received a grant from the Jesse Smith Noyes Foundation to continue her studies at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. Though her tuition was fully covered, Coretta was still required to pay for her living expenses. She took a part-time mail order job and offered to clean the house she resided in exchange for board and breakfast. Though her budget was tight, Coretta found satisfaction in her independence. She expressed, "I'm fulfilled in what I do. I've had tragedy, but I've had a lot of joy and triumph. I never thought that a lot of money for fine clothes, the finer things of life, would make you happy. My concept of happiness is to be filled in a spiritual sense." 6 months after her arrival in Boston, Coretta Scott met a charismatic Baptist minister by the name of Martin Luther King Jr., the man of her destiny, who changed her life forever. They were a perfect match from the start, sharing similar views and goals for society. They were married on June 18, 1953, on the lawn of her parents' house. A few days later, Mrs. King joined her husband's church to symbolize their integrated lives. When Models of Success returns, we will look at how Coretta Scott King adeptly fulfilled her roles as a civil rights activist and a supportive wife. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Models of Success. Today we are exploring the life of the beloved Coretta Scott King, wife of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A year after their marriage, the Kings moved to Montgomery, Alabama, where a series of events put the couple to the forefront of the civil rights movement. Addressing the Academy of Achievement at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., Mrs. King said,
"We found ourselves in the middle of the Montgomery bus boycott, and Martin was elected leader of the protest movement. As the boycott continued, I had a growing sense that I was involved in something so much greater than myself, something of profound historic importance. I came to the realization that we had been thrust into the forefront of a movement to liberate oppressed people, not only in Montgomery, but also throughout our country, and this movement had worldwide implications. I felt blessed to have been called to be a part of such a noble and historic cause."
As her husband gained international recognition and support for his work, Mrs. King assisted and supported him to the fullest extent, actively participating in boycotts and marches. One particularly significant activity she organized were freedom concerts, where she blended songs, poetry, and lectures in a unique fashion to promote awareness on social injustice. Mrs. King was living her dream by using her music to better the world.
"My husband led nonviolent protest campaigns against racism and segregation in cities across the South, as well as in Chicago, Cleveland, and other cities in the North. During this time, I had three more children and participated in movement activities as much as possible. People ask me, how was I able to do this and raise four children at the same time? I can only reply that when God calls you to a great task, He provides you with the strength to accomplish what He has called you to do. Faith and prayer, family and friends were always available when I needed them. And of course, Martin and I always were there for each other. I learned that when you are willing to make sacrifices for a great cause, you will never be alone because you will have divine companionship. and the support of good people.
No matter the precarious situation she found herself and her family, Mrs. King always placed her faith in God. In an interview in 2002 with the National Visionary Leadership Project, she explained,
I've turned within, and I did a lot of soul searching and praying because I know that if we are doing God's work and doing the right thing, that, that God would protect us. I had that belief. That was my feeling.
After Dr. King's passing, Mrs. King continued the cause for justice and freedom in his name. In remembrance of her husband's noble legacy, she founded the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. She also successfully petitioned to have her husband's birthday be honored as a national holiday as a reminder of his important work in the human rights movement. In an interview with the Academy of Achievement, she stated,
it may take a while, but in order to have a peaceful solution and a lasting peace, it has to be a nonviolent approach.
Mrs. King gave numerous speeches and led peaceful demonstrations to raise awareness on the value of justice in every society. She dedicated her time and energy to encourage citizens to speak out and take action for the most urgent issues in the world, from women's rights to widespread epidemics.
I think what I've tried to do is to empower people to understand that they can make a difference, and by using the method of nonviolence as a way of life, I mean, it becomes internalized into your life.
As a logical extension of her principle of nonviolence and equality for all beings, including our animal co-inhabitants, Mrs. King adopted the compassionate plant-based lifestyle introduced to her by her vegan son, Dexter Scott King. She explained the health benefits in an interview with Ebony Magazine in 2003. I feel blessed that I was introduced to this lifestyle more than 12 years ago by Dexter. I prefer to eat mostly raw or living foods. The benefits for me are increased energy, a slowing of the aging process, and I have none of the diseases like hypertension, heart disease, and diabetes that many people my age seem to get. Mrs. King's lifelong contribution to the world is recognized internationally. Among the numerous honors include the medal created in her name by the American Library Association. In 2004, the government of India awarded Mrs. King with the Gandhi Peace Prize. Upon her passing in 2006, many distinguished individuals paid tribute to Coretta Scott King, including U.S. Presidents George W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush. Reverend Jesse Jackson said, to observe her handle the highs and lows of life with dignity was a lesson in watching someone master fate and faith. Her voice for justice at home and peace in the world remained constant. Hers was a voice that will reverberate throughout the ages. Throughout her life, Mrs. King was a constant portrait of dignity, graciousness, and high ideals. Her unconditional love for humanity was her motivation to devote her efforts toward constructive changes in society. Coretta Scott King's eloquence, noble qualities, and beautiful heart will forever be remembered as the world strives to achieve equality and ensure happiness for all.
I want to challenge you to make a courageous commitment not only to achieve personal success, but to use your success to help create this beautiful symphony of brotherhood and sisterhood. And if you embrace this challenge with prayer and faith and determination, you will surely succeed, and the 21st century will become a glorious new age of peace and progress for all humankind. May God bless you all and give you the strength to fulfill your dreams.
Thank you for joining us today for Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. Blessed be your loving and benevolent spirit.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MOS.